It's Thursday, September 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Beyond servers and storage, SMBs search for value, security, and cutting-edge partnerships. An iHeartMedia study, what marketers think versus what consumers feel. And remote work's domino effect, from office seats to real estate streets. This is the Business of Tech.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A data point to kick us off from Jay McBain at Canalys. The SMB market drives 44% of global IT spending, or $2 trillion worldwide, with 80% of spending being partner-delivered. Understanding the sub-product opportunities and variations between small and large SMBs is essential for effective market penetration, especially in LATAM, EMEA, and APAC, where SMBs make up over two-thirds of spending. JumpCloud's IT Trends report highlights the concern of small business IT admins, including tool sprawl, external threats, and security. Here are some highlights. 30% of all surveyed admins reported their organization had gone through layoffs within the last 6 months. 49% of workers are back in their office, with 34% working in a hybrid model and 21% working remotely. 57% agree or strongly agree that they are happier in their job than a year ago. 30% have the same level of happiness, and 13% disagree that they're happier. On SMEs working with MSPs, the most popular reason is that MSPs are up to date with the latest technologies, 61%, followed by MSPs providing a better user experience, 55%, being cost-effective, 50%, better securing users' access and identity than the SME can do on its own at 41%, and offering strong customer support at 22%. The two most common areas for which small businesses use MSPs are cloud storage, 53%, and system security at 53%, followed by system management and system monitoring, both 47%, managed backup at 40%, hardware procurement at 33%, business continuity and disaster recovery at 30%, help desk at 30%, and change management at 26%. Nearly half of small businesses at 46% are concerned about how MSPs handle security, despite 56% reporting that MSP use has resulted in better security. A lack of investment and a drop in business confidence due to the war in Ukraine, high living costs, and surging interest rates have caused distributor sales of enterprise servers and storage to plummet in Q2 2023. Context Q3 2023 Channel Forecast Report reveals that server sales revenue fell by nearly 12% year-over-year in Q2, while growth in distributor revenues from storage sales tumbled from a little more than 17% in Q1 to negative 9.5% in Q2. Context anticipates a further slump in sales in Q3, with server revenues down nearly 29% compared to 2022, and storage sales down closer to 15% lower. Why do we care? I love telling it as a good story. SMBs are nearly half the IT market, and remember that, you enterprise people, and 80% of it goes via companies like IT services and MSPs. Providing more for less is why companies work with providers with an expectation of keeping up to date. There's worry about how MSPs deliver security. Frankly, servers and storage are not the growth area in customer sentiment and data on current sales. So, lean in to your customer needs. A study by iHeartMedia and Pushkin Industries reveals a growing disconnect between consumer values, behaviors, and marketing priorities in the U.S. Here are some examples. 80% of marketers say, "My career is a major part of my identity," while only 42% of consumers said the same. 66% of marketers are excited about the potential AI will unlock for society, while only 39% of consumers are. However, 63% of consumers and 68% of marketers are scared of the threats AI poses to jobs in the future. 77% of marketers are optimistic about their financials, only 54% of consumers are. While 40% of consumers report that they've never heard of NFTs, that number drops to zero for marketers. The report emphasizes the need for marketers to use real consumer data and align their marketing and media plans with American consumers to ensure campaign success in a polarized post-COVID economy. Why do we care? Most listeners to this show are at least part-time marketers. If you're a business owner, you must market your business, right? Remember that your customers are not the same as you, and it's stark. Think about that AI data. Marketers are far more excited than consumers, or so-called emerging technologies like NFTs. Marketers all know about it, which isn't true for customers. It's also reasonable to assume that this is true for technologists. So remember this disconnect when preparing anything for customers. According to a survey from Redfin, about 10% of home sales are driven by employees forced to end remote work due to return to office policies. As more companies require employees to come into the office at least a few days per week, some remote workers face the difficult decision to sell their homes at a loss or lose their jobs. The desire for more space was the top reason for moving at 33.8%, followed by being closer to family, a lower cost of living, and getting a better deal on a home. According to a new Deloitte report, many workers want to continue working from home or in a hybrid model. According to the report, 56% of employed adults worked in a fully remote or hybrid way at their primary job over the past year. Of those remote and hybrid workers, a whopping 45% said working from home caused family relationships to improve, and 40% said it improved their emotional well-being. Remote education is also gaining popularity, with 52% of respondents who learned remotely wanting to continue doing so in the future. A study by Qualtrics found that Gen X tech workers are losing motivation for their work, with just 38% agreeing that their company's mission and values are more motivating than pre-pandemic. This contrasts 56% of millennials and 47% of Gen Z. The study suggests that the pandemic, remote work, the Great Resignation, and layoffs have changed the outlook of Gen X workers who built the modern-day tech culture. Why do we care? Take a moment to consider how happy an employee will be with their employer when they were forced to take a loss on their home to keep their job. That's going to be good for morale. I've talked before about the idea of considering outside factors besides work itself in employee motivation. For example, life perspective, those Gen Xers, or impact on home life. The data is screaming to business owners and leaders to be holistic in your approach to management. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful. Outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, National Cream-Filled Donut Day and National Eat a Hoagie Day. And me on a diet. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com /engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.